Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Pam Grinnan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, and we're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. For your information, we are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I am in Redmond, Washington. Anyone can access the show easily. It is an internet Blog Talk Internet radio show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford live, or by going to the archive, which is really the on-demand section, and the shows will be available shortly after we finish. Now, if you are not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, you have to call in 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, tonight, my special guest that's on the show is Charles Rubin, and we're going to have a great interview with him. He's going to really enjoy his wonderful energy as we talk about numerology and dreams. I want to explain a little bit about what's on the RBR Network before we get into the show. On Monday nights, we meet at 6:30 at Central Standard Time, 4:30 out here in Redmond Time. Then on Tuesdays, we have the I Am Well show at 8, and we have the Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. These are evening shows. On Wednesday, the No Show is at 7 p.m., and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development show, that's at 8:30 p.m. On Thursdays, we have the Progressive News Weekly Show, and that's at 5:30. And Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 Show is at 3 p.m. On Saturday, we have Soul Town, The Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m. Now, the Dream Vision 7 Show is the last show we have on the week, and that's on Sunday, and that's at 3 p.m. Be sure and check out these shows every day. We have something really special. Great people are being interviewed on these shows. And of course, always I have the best people that I interview, I think, anyway. And I'm so glad that I have such a wonderful following now that call in all the time wanting to talk to my guest. Well, anyway, speaking of my guest, Charles Rubin, he is amazing. He is a dream interpreter, and he is also a numerologist. And if you've got any dreams that you don't know the meaning of them, you keep having repeat dreams, he's the one to ask about them. Usually our dreams do come from the subconscious mind, so he knows that what the meanings are. He's been studying this for a long time, so he's got some great knowledge about dream interpreting. And then his numerology readings are wonderful. They're very positive and powerful and really very accurate. He did a reading for me years ago, and it was amazing. So I would highly recommend you checking him out. And also, if you're looking for a wonderful dream book, go to his website, which is www.innerlight.org. And his number is 707-769-9808. And tonight, Charles is going to be talking to us about our personal number for the new year. We all have one, and it will give us a little jump start into the new year to know what your personal numbers are. So get ready, everyone. Let me bring Charles Rubin in just a moment. Hi, Charles.
Oh, hi there, Pam.
So, good evening.
How are you?
And I'm doing great. Is it raining
good.
There in California? It's up here.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Crazy.
Uh-huh. Finally.
Okay, well, finally. I know. Y'all have been... Are you getting a lot of rain or just sprinkling?
Yes. Yes. Very rainy. Yes. Rainy, rainy. We like it.
Yeah, but you like that sunshine, too, that California brings.
It's, you know, it's so needed. I mean,
well,
the drought has been very, very bad.
I know. Yeah, well, we had a little bit of a drought, too, to begin with. It seemed like the summer went longer than it usually does, but we've got the rain now, so it's a blessing. Well, Charles, so you want to share with us, you know, first of all, you could talk about the numerology that you do. What do you like about
sure.
it? What's, you know, what
yeah.
is your favorite thing?
Well, you see, the thing is that I'm also a channel. I mean, everybody is intuitive, of course, but and everybody has psychic ability. The more that you develop your intuition, the more your channeling becomes clearer and more frequent. People say, well, you know, I never can do that kind of thing. They're just not practicing. They're not developing their intuition. One of the books that we sell is Betty Bethard's, who is my late wife, her book, Seven Steps to Developing Your Intuition. So, you know, and I give courses on that here in California. It's very important for us to realize that these are God-given gifts that we have. But like anything else, any building any muscle or, you know, developing anything does take practice. So if anybody in the audience is interested in doing that, it's very good. It's the best thing I can offer for advice is to get into it. Get, you know, develop your intuition. Then you can be a channel. So what I do with numerology is I'm doing your numbers, messages sort of come to me, or I don't know how it works. But I'm able to understand and know the person better than the person sometimes knows him or herself, or knows what, you know, what's in store for them, or what, you know, what their aims really are, or what their weaknesses are. People love to laugh at their weaknesses. When you ask somebody a question about, you know, something that is not exactly conducive to their, you know, their health or their well-being, and they will usually they'll laugh at it. They think it's cute, but it's not. I mean, it can be very, very destructive. So if you can find out what you're really about and take it seriously, life can be far more, you know, you can be more resilient, things won't bother you so much, you can take control of your existence. And that's part of the aim of the numerology, which I call spiritual numerology, that I do, is that you become your own source of information and encouragement and inspiration through, some of the things would be loving yourself, learning to love yourself, very, very important. Why it is that we have been trained to really respect and love the person we are by society. It seems like, that person actually is you know, comes off as somebody who really cares about him or herself, and that is anathema in many 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 parts of this country and the world. they will say, you know, if you dare mention an achievement, somebody's sure to pipe up, "Modest, aren't you?" And that really stops the flow for the person who is just simply trying to impart that he or she is, you know, has had some very nice things happen through one's own industry. So when I do numerology, numerology reading, I will really focus on the person and their current situation, their life in general, and I do get messages from their guidance, guidance is with us at all times, day and night. They guide you. You walk with three guides at all times. In times of trouble, there's even more guides. When my wife Betty passed, every night I thought there were people staying in the house. I thought that downstairs was occupied by people in sleeping bags, and every bed was taken. I was trying to figure out what to get them for breakfast. In the middle of the night I would think, I don't have enough food for all those people. I'll have to go out first thing in the morning before they even wake up. So we are protected. We have all the guidance, and so those are the ones that the guidance will talk to me. They'll give me some idea of where you're coming from, and I think that pretty much explains it.
Okay.
Well, I'll just say that everybody has four numbers. You have your birth number, your inner soul number, your outer soul number, and your total expression number. And that tells you what you're here to do, what you chose to do before coming in. You chose everything in your life up to the 20. You've chosen everything up to the age of 28. At 28, you have free will, and that is a real, I don't know what you would call it. It's kind of having to take responsibility is what it is. Up until 28, everything you've chosen, everything in your life, you have designed your life for the first 28 years. And after that, we have this free will thing, and that's where we get into trouble, because we don't know if we're making the right decision. We're afraid of mistakes. We're far more cautious. We're no longer those children that run, who run wild and enjoy their lives and don't worry about the future. And those are the beings we once were, and now we're older and more responsible, and we have families, and we have jobs, and we have worries, one worry after another, and we get bogged down in all that. So the numerology will tell you what you're doing, how you're conducting your life, and what you have to do to be happier, healthier, just in a better state of mind. Okay, so I don't know if there are any people who are interested in some of this.
So there's some people on the show. We've got a couple of callers right now. Let's bring, Charles, before we bring Ibitar in, I would like to know about, I know we have a personal year number. Now, when does it begin and when does it end? So when we go into the next number for the next year.
Yeah, every year we have a different number, which kind of dictates what we're doing that year. Like, you could have a 9, and that would be a completion year. So that would mean that you took care of business, you took care of relationships that maybe not were not working, but you you know, you took care of, you know, to make changes, that kind of thing. Like, what is the month and the day of your birth, Pam? Even though I've done your numerology, I can't remember.
It's 4/17.
4/17, so it's 21,
yes.
And 8 is 29. So you're in a 2-year, and that's where you're supposed to be doing more traveling and more having more fun, Pam. I don't know if you are.
I'm working on it. I really am.
Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, well, you know, a year of balance of the masculine, assertive, feminine, creative, work, play, left brain, right brain. And so a lot of people, you know, people find it easier to work than to play. Again, if you're a child, you find it easier to play. But
yeah,
if you're an adult, you think it's, oh, no, I've got to do this job, I'm going to do that job, I'm going to do all this work. And it's not an option, you know. Play is not an option. Play is a necessity. It rejuvenates you. It gets you going. It's, you know, it's a healthy thing. But a lot of people say, oh, no, I can't go on vacation, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. I can't go to the movies. I got to do this. Got to do the wash. I don't know what, you know, all these excuses.
Right.
Whereas, you know, a regimen of play will make your life so much easier that the things that you have to do turn out to be far, far easier to do if you're able to do that. But anyway, so that's what you're in, that kind of year right now. And it's important for you to, you know, take heed so that you get the most out of the year. You want
to
get most out of this year.
I will, and I will have a lot of fun doing it. But I do know, and I feel like my work is like my play to me. I mean, I just really love what I do, and it's like, it doesn't ever seem like it's not a lot of fun. So I'm glad that I had that. But
mm-hmm.
I definitely am going to do some more traveling this year. Sounds great. Okay, I'm on it. Well, Charles, let's bring in Ivatar and see what her personal year number is.
Okay.
Hi, Ivatar.
Hi.
Hey, Pam. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what year I'm in this year, but I would like some feedback on the year that I'm in at this point and the year that I'm coming in for 2016.
Okay, sure, we can do that. Tell me the day and the month of your birth.
5/8.
Okay, 5/8. Okay. So 16, 21. You're in a 3-year. That's a balance year again. It's a balance of the body, mind, and spirit. It's like those three things should be dealt with in equal proportion.
Okay.
If you're a radical health fiend, you know, to the exclusion of everything else, that's not good, you know. If you're in any of those areas, if all you like to do is intellectual pursuit, that's not going to be good either. You need to balance everything. Balance. I think you are doing that this year. Do you feel you're doing that?
Well, I've been doing a lot more creative things this year. I
uh-huh.
started writing my book this year, and
uh-huh.
I've been doing some creative writing as far as poems recently, and I
uh-huh.
think I want to start doing some short stories.
Well, that's all very good. That's all part of the creative, but you're not is there some sort of, I'm picking up this, some sort of thing that you're ignoring, which is some sort of, not a health thing, but a conditioning thing. like a body, you know, conditioning thing. You know, I don't know if like you're exercising enough.
No, well, see, I haven't started exercising recently because I wanted to go get a checkup first.
Uh-huh.
I was exercising before I moved to this new place, but I want to go get a physical first because that's
right.
what's required to actually go to the gym here. You got to go, you know, get a checkup first.
Right. Well, get it.
Because
mm-hmm. you need to address that, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to bring your creativity up also.
Okay.
So the books and that you're writing and all these projects, you'll find yourself more able to do it. You'll have more energy for it.
Okay.
And it's going to be great. So that's what I did pick up was, there was an exercise conditioning kind of thing that's
mm-hmm.
been neglected. I don't
okay.
see anything else that you would consider, out of proportion. Let's see. Well, actually, I'm being told by your guidance that that's not true. You are a very tunnel vision kind of person, and as such, what you're doing is you're focusing too much on certain things, and I venture to think that it has to do with your writing.
Mm-hmm.
An awful lot of emphasis is on that. They're saying diet is not being observed. You know, a lot of things are not being observed just so that you can do this other thing. Do you have some role models like writers who, you know, are known for getting up at 5 in the morning, having a cup of coffee, and then working through the day? Is that, you know, that's that old romantic thing about writers, how, you know, some of them would do that. Catherine Ann Porter, William Faulkner. Do you have that kind of desire?
No, I don't. As a matter of fact, since I moved in this new place, I haven't been focusing on the book, but I do journal almost every day. I
uh-huh.
kind of put the book on the back burner because when I pack my books, I accidentally put them in storage. I haven't been focusing on the book, but I've been doing some creative writing with one of the classes here, and I've been journaling.
Okay.
You know, I do my journaling like it's channeled. You know,
uh-huh.
it's a channel journaling.
Right. Well, we mustn't spend too much more time on this. But the whole idea is for you to really learn to balance all of everything that you're doing. And you'll feel much better with the balance.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So what are you picking up for the four?
Four is that's going to be your one-to-one relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a year for that to develop.
Okay.
That's
in any relationship.
No, your one-to-one relationship, romantic relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Well, that was good. I think that I'm right behind Ibitar, so I'm 3 years was about when I get there next year. Okay, well, that was really good. I think that people have an idea of the your personal number, and how do you get that number for them? Is there a certain way that you do it?
Well, just add it up, that's all.
Yeah, that's your birthday and your date of birth and to
yeah,
the year.
Yeah, and so 2015 comes to 8, so add that together too. Add it all in there.
Okay.
Because we're talking about
all
the
right.
year. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's bring Julia in from Florida. She's on the line. Let's see what her question is. Hi, Julia.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Julia.
Pam, she's the one that I'm chatting with in the chat room. She can hear us, but we can't hear her. I'm not really sure what is going on.
She has a question. Does she have a question?
Her question is that she, let's see if she, I can go back and see what her birthday was. She said you unmuted her and then it muted again. I don't know what
who
is
we
going
speak,
on.
Who is this? Who is speaking?
This is Annie, the
Annie.
Moderator.
Sorry?
Annie, the moderator.
Oh, Annie. Yeah, okay, and do you have a question?
Well, let me ask Julia. Julia, what is your birthday?
Okay, we don't have too much time.
Okay.
Did she tell you?
She said she's still muted.
Well, you know what? I think we can't wait on the line for a very long time.
Yeah,
either you have
either tell
us or don't, or you know, we have to go to the next listener.
Yeah. Well, there we can wait for her. She can get in. That'll be fine. We have actually, I don't have anybody else on line right now. We just have people.
Oh, okay. We can do mine. You want
okay,
to do
yeah,
mine?
Okay, let's do yours. The, Amy, yes, absolutely.
77.
77. Okay. 14, 22, 22. Oh, are you in a romantic year now? A romantic thing going on?
I've been married for 30 years.
Well, I guess you're not then. No, I'm kidding.
I guess I'm in a romantic situation.
Oh, okay. So this is a year until June of next year, of 2016, where you may want to develop more of a closeness, get back into the romantic, kind of like time before, in the beginning, the kind of thing.
Yes.
That's what this year would be about. In June you're going to go into a 5-year, and that's a year of change. And that's a year where you can really just change a lot of what you can just change a lot. Anything
good.
That's not too you're not too happy with at the moment, or won't be too happy with then, you can change it. At that time, that'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm open. For
well,
that.
You certainly always have been. So, ever since you're one of those. You're somebody who really exudes a receptive personality. You are very much available as a source of interest, you're interested and you do a lot of things that keep you interested.
Okay. I agree.
I
just stay busy.
Yeah. So with this, 4-year business, any new ideas you may have as to how to enhance your relationship?
Okay.
Would be very good for you and your husband.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
All right.
I'll pay attention to that. Yes, I'll start.
Okay.
Don't tell Jeff. Oh, no, here we go. Well, it looks like the girl Julia has called back in. Let me see if I can bring her in.
Yes.
Hold on.
Okay, yes, she tried to.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
I'm here.
We can hear you.
Hello?
Good.
Is that Julia?
Yes.
Woo-hoo. Hi, Julia.
Hi. Boy, that's been such a crazy thing with these phones tonight.
Right. Do you have a question or?
Yeah, I was hoping to just see kind of what's coming up for my, you know, my next cycle. My birthday is September 16th.
Okay, 9/16. Okay,
yes.
9/16 and 8. So that's 24, 33, 6. Okay. Do you have children?
I have one adult daughter.
Yeah. Is that a daughter who you, if you don't mind my asking, that you kind of like subsidize?
Sometimes, yes.
And if you don't subsidize, you would feel guilty?
Well, I guess a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because you're a parent, you know. Parents,
yeah,
traditionally,
you
know, we feel.
Yeah.
I'm the author of a book called "Don't Let Your Kids Kill You," which is a guide for parents of drug and alcohol addicted children. Did your daughter have a drug problem?
No.
Okay, that's good. But if there's any kind of like, for you, it's a recovery book for parents. It deals with the parent. So if there's any kind of discomfort in that area, because you're in a 6 year, the 6 year is a spiritual year, but it's also a year where codependency looms.
It's
a very destructive situation. It's only one of the only numbers other than four, which you know might have a negative connotation. Four because it's the one-to-one relationship, and so many of them don't, they don't survive due to one thing or another. But six is a spiritual year. Are you doing anything extra spiritually?
I'm trying to focus on creating my life. I just went through a divorce after a very long marriage, so I'm sort of rebooting my whole life.
Right. Well, good for you for declaring your independence. You know, it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yes.
But you had to do it.
Yeah. Yep.
And yeah, but there was codependency in that relationship. And so that was not a very good thing. In the next relationship, be very aware that that people get into this. You know, there's a very thin line between love and codependency. People who are very loving think, okay, well, I better do this for this person, even though they are capable of doing it for themselves. Or the person's in trouble. And, then you jump in and rescue the person. So
I recognize that in myself, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's something because your next relationship, which is going to happen within the next 2.5 years, I believe, I think you'll be very, very extremely happy to have this relationship. Is there somebody now that you're kind of going with?
No, not right now.
No, I didn't think so. Well, the person will come in. And to preserve the relationship, you know, be aware of that codependency stuff.
Okay.
But the thing is that's the year you're in now. In 2.5 years, I don't know if it's going to take that long, but 2.5 years, something will be brewing where you'll be really considering, you know, stuff. Just be aware of that as it's a kiss of death to a relationship, really.
Yeah.
Respect goes out the window, you know.
Yeah. Can it be, you know, not just children? Can it be like parents too?
Pardon?
Can the codependency be parents too, not just children?
Oh, yeah. Are you doing that with your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Anybody. You know, I mean, I have a sister who, you know, used to be the matriarch of the family. Now it's like, you know, she tries to get you to do everything for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you wind up saying no, but then you feel, oh, gee, I better help out, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so relatives can really push that button where you think, oh, I guess I better do this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but it's not doing them any good. Is one of your parents incapacitated?
Not to that extent, but creeping up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They'll want, I mean, I think as people get older, they want more service.
Yes.
from their children.
For that.
they want you, here's your job. You know.
Yes.
I took care of you. Now it's
yep.
your turn to take care of me. And that can happen, and it can happen with all parents. I'm a parent,
yeah.
And I feel I like that too.
Well, we all would to an extent, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. I want them to do some, you know, stuff for me, you know. It's just a natural thing. But the minute you do something for them that they can do for themselves, you are... basically you're taking away the activity that keeps them going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you have to learn to say no. No, I can't do that. I can't do that now. I've been working. I'm tired. No, I can't. No is a lovely word.
Yes.
And no need to feel guilty, because you know your parents can actually do a lot more than they are doing.
Yeah.
They can do a lot more. I'm reading on them, and boy, they have you bamboozled a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
when you said the child, and when I, you know, was thinking, well, maybe not so much my child, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People, it's just all part of human nature, but it's time consuming for you, I just got a message that you don't mind the time consuming thing to a very large degree, that it's okay because you like to fill up your time anyway with activity.
Yeah.
So they give you plenty of activity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really up to you. Do you want to continue? Spending your time thinking of you, spending your time catering to them. So it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street, really. It's not that it's a big bother. If anything, you can laugh at it and say it is a big bother, but you know that it really isn't. This is something that, in a way, nurtures you too when you're doing this stuff for them.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like it's okay for now, but I know at some point, you know, it won't be because I'll have to shift my focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, your focus should always be on you. Your focus should always be on you first and foremost. And, what is good for you, you know? But an awful lot of time is spent, a lot of effort in their regard. And so they've got used to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Convenient.
So, it'd be hard now to say no. When you've trained them to be expecting.
Yeah.
You know, if you just say, no, I can't do it, then it can lead to some problems in that way.
I think I have to.
But so do it gradually.
Quick to do it, you know, yeah. And, you know, not just like jump up, you know, as soon as it's asked or whatever and start, or, you know, just kind of start weaning back a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah, wean back and use the time on you that you would have used on them.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'm actually a 6 year, I'm a 6th life path. Do you have some suggestions? I was listening and she had said that she loves what she does, you know, and I would like to find out for myself a career path that I just love what I do. So, you know, you don't feel like you're working as much as you're enjoying it and you're in service at the same time.
Right. Are you in the health field?
Actually, I haven't started looking for work since the divorce yet, but that's going to be like my next step is to look for work and to find my own place.
Right. So will you like to be a health worker? Is that the area that you might like?
You know, I'm not sure. I've done like clerical type work in the past, so.
Mm-hmm. I think, I think this might be a longer conversation, a longer sort of, trying to figure it out, which I don't think we will have too much time on right now. But if you like a reading, just give us a call.
Okay.
And we can start to, you know, figure out where it is that you want to be.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you. I appreciate all your insights and your
not at all.
On, so.
Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thanks for taking my call, and you guys all have a
You're
Merry
welcome.
Christmas and happy holiday.
Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Julia. And look, if you want to get a reading, Charles, call 707-769-9808. And I would highly recommend it. He is excellent, and he will do your numbers and get you really started off on your new career. So be sure and check him out. We've got one more caller on. Charles, let me bring Cindy in. She's from Maine, and north of it. Well, the other part of the world. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you, Cindy?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And is everything cold up in Maine?
It's getting ready to rain, so it's not as cold as it normally would be if it was planning on snowing. So.
Oh, okay. Is it snowing?
Nope. They're predicting rain through Christmas.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So what can we do for you, my dear?
Are you doing numerology readings or?
Yes. Well, I do a sort of like just a bit of numerology on the air.
Okay. Well,
but
whatever, but
in person we do, you know, more extensive. So you probably heard, you know, where you call and if you want anything like that. But tell me the name, the date, the month, and the day of your birth.
July 12th.
Okay. So. So let's see now. Okay, you're in a 9 year, and that's completion year. What have you changed or completed this year? You don't have to tell me, but there will be a couple of things, right?
Oh yeah, I've been getting rid of people and all kinds of things. I mean, really, it feels like I'm throwing a lot out this year.
Yep, because you don't want them, you know, in June you go into a 10-year, new beginnings with experience, and you don't want to drag all the, the old in with that. So that's very good. You're right on target.
Oh, yeah, I've been, it's
excellent.
Been really
excellent.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So what happens next year?
Then you go into a 10-year in June, a month before your birthday.
Yeah.
You start sliding into the 10-year.
Oh, so it goes a month before your birthday?
Yeah, it starts sliding into it. You know, it's not gradual, but you start getting into it a month before your birthday.
Okay.
And in a 10-year, that's new beginnings with experience. Because you're an old soul. This is your last lifetime on this planet. You do not have to come back.
That.
Yeah,
because
you
I'm
would
running
know.
Into all kinds of karmic relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have to come back. I don't know why anybody would. Home is the other side. We're just here for for this duration. Oftentimes, the duration is very hard to get through. You know, for a lot of people. But you're easygoing. You don't have that sort of gloomy, depressing stuff going on. I don't think.
Oh, I agree. No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you're good at house cleaning, cleaning out, stuff
right.
you don't want to keep. You're not a hoarder.
That's right.
So it happens, it also extends to, as you said, getting rid of people. And was one of these people like a husband or a significant other?
Well, it was a significant other, but I've had a lot of long-term friends, too, that are just, they've always waited for me to, do things for them or invite them. So I sat back this year and said, let's see who will invite me on a free vacation or whatever.
Yes. Well, of course, you set it up that way, my dear. You know you did it. You did it with these people. You set it up. We always set everything up ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's never them. It's always us. And you gave them permission to, to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
With the new crop of people coming in, don't give
Different.
Them the permission.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I know so many people. I mean, people are givers, and it's hard for a lot of people to receive. You're getting better at that, receiving.
Oh, I want to receive now. I've changed.
Yes. Well, you can't just receive. You have to give and receive now.
Right.
Because it'll be out of balance if it's just receiving. Although, you can do a little bit of that. Where
right.
I'm not giving anything. I'm just going to receive right now, and that's it.
I still give, but I'm careful with my giving.
Pardon?
I said I still give, but I'm careful with my giving.
You're terrible with your giving?
No, I'm careful.
Oh, yeah. So right now, all you want to do is be, balanced. You want to be balanced
mm-hmm.
so that it's not a question of, one thing or the other, giving or receiving. It's to be giving and receiving.
Mm-hmm.
But be careful, and as you said, you're more careful.
Yeah.
So any other queries, any other little thoughts or anything?
Well, is the number one year good for business or selling a house or anything like that? I mean.
Oh, selling your house?
Yeah.
Well, your mortgage is pretty reasonable, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
So why would you want to sell it,
Because I have moved to another place already. So I have
Oh, I see. You've already moved, so the house is no longer being used.
Well, only very part-time. I have to keep an eye on it, but I'm ready to move to a larger city. Well, I've moved to a larger city.
So you wouldn't want to hold on to this house. Okay.
Right.
Because... sometimes it's okay to hold on and just rent something, but hold on, have it as your equity, Have that for, years to come when you may want the money for, retirement or something like that. But that's what I was getting, was that it was not totally necessary to sell the house. Or is that wrong?
It's really kind of far away from where I am, and it's really kind of draining, worrying about it.
Okay. So you just want to unload it?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely. No problem selling it. Yeah, sell. Let it go.
Yeah, I just got to start this new year on the right foot. Work my way into my number one year, right? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh. Well, the don't if you don't mind my saying so, your guides are saying, don't make this sort of like a New Year's thing. Make it
okay.
a permanent thing. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to start the New Year right, and they fall off the wagon right away, you know. By January 2nd, all their intentions are gone.
Right.
So for you, your guidance is saying, you know, take it easy on that. Just you know, every day should be a day that you are changing or moving on or you know, living your life.
Yeah, I
but
agree.
But these
agree.
New Year's things very rarely work by, you know, shortly into the new year, you find that it's just the same old stuff. So I would keep a journal, you know, and all you have to say in the journal every day is, first of all, you know, grade yourself on gratitude. Grade yourself, just, you know, have a notation having to do with, you know, just say, doing my best, you know? If you write these words down and you have to grade them every day, you'll see that, yes, you are doing your best. You are doing your best. And that's very much, much more powerful than a resolution that might be forgotten, will probably be forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And the new year is just another day, really, but your year and you, every day is New Year's. Every day takes on the sheen of newness, of, you know, takes on what is my adventure going to be like today, you know?
Yes, in January I'm coming up on my half year, you know, which is interesting, you know, from my birthday. And I always think that there's always a surge of energy for me during my half year.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like a review of what, you know, I've done the first 6 months.
Right. Right. Yes, I noticed that the second 6 months of the year go much faster than the first six.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's, you know, it's July, then it's, all of a sudden it's November.
Right.
You know, and then the year's over and, you know, what happened, you know? Whereas we go through, you know, January, February, March, they seem a little bit slower.
Mm-hmm.
And life is very precious, so every day should be a new adventure and a new year every day.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Yes,
rather than just have it, you know, January 1st, 2016. Yeah.
Yes.
So
absolutely.
You're doing great. Your guidance is very happy with you.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for the reading.
Not at all. And if you want to have a more extended one, then just let us know.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
Yes, you will.
You know, you can even reach Charles by going to his website, too, at www.innerlight.org. And he's got a lot of books, a lot of great things on there to check out. Charles, we have one more person. We've got about 6 minutes.
Oh,
I'm going to bring Mary Lou in from Louisiana and see if you can't give her a good message for the new year.
Hi, Charles.
Hi there. Mary Lou, is that your name?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love that name. I don't know.
Thank you.
I think I went with somebody called Mary Lou when I was about 16, who was wonderful. All Mary Lou's are wonderful. Let's put it that way.
Yay.
Yay. So what can we tell you today?
Can you give me some insight into the new year?
Yes. Tell me the month and the day of your birth.
October 22nd.
Okay.
New year?
No, not for the yearly number. I need it for, if we were to do a regular numerology session, I would need it. But we don't need it for this. So, okay, so That's 30, 40. Oh, are you having some problems in the love department?
Oh yeah.
Well, this is the year to figure those out. Is the person that you're having the problem with in any way abusive or alcoholic or anything?
Nope.
None of that.
Well, I divorced that. Not alcoholic, but I divorced
abusive?
Someone who was abusive, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was getting. You're too fine a person to have this going on in your life. That's what your guidance is saying. And but you stay in the relationship for some strange reason, which I don't know. I mean, it's like you're used to this kind of treatment, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't make you happy.
I divorced.
Pardon?
I divorced it.
Oh, you did already?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, so you're not in a relationship now that is abusive?
Correct.
Oh, okay, because I thought you said you were. Okay, well, that's good. You got out of that relationship a while back. And but there's no romance, because I think my first question was, are you in something like that right now?
No, I'm not in an abusive relationship right now, no.
No, okay, good. So I misunderstood. I thought you said you were in it now. Are you in a good relationship now?
No.
No?
No.
Is that no?
That's a no.
It's a no. Oh, okay. Okay, so what is the problem with the relationship?
I don't have a relationship.
Oh, you don't have one. Okay. Okay. So you don't have a relationship now. Okay, but you're in a 4 year. 4 year is the one-to-one relationship. So maybe you would like to be in one. Would you like to be in one?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're gonna have until September to find the person that you wish to have the relationship with, because then you're going to be leaving the four year, okay?
Okay.
And so that's what you wanted. You have all that time to figure out how to do that. How am I going to do that? I think you have some ideas already.
I've tried all kinds of things.
Put it out there. It's like, put it out there. Just say, you know, three times a day, the perfect mate or the perfect relationship is manifesting for me right now.
Okay.
And then just leave it. You don't have to worry about it. And just, you know, just see what happens. We have to put out things to the universe. The universe is there to support us. If we are negative, the universe will support us that way too. If we're positive, the universe will support us in a positive way. The universe is very accommodating. Very accommodating. They just want you to have what you're programming.
Okay.
So there you go. You can do it.
All right. I will.
I have faith in you.
Thank you.
So, okay. Well, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you. And have a nice evening. And a good
you
new
too.
Year.
Yeah, you too. Absolutely.
All right. Bye.
Bye now.
Well, all right. That was great. We got to talk to a lot of people this evening. That was wonderful. They just kept calling in. Yeah, it turned out good.
Yeah.
I always like to have callers. And I know you helped a lot of people. You know, sometimes just knowing, hey, I'm in a year that I can create a relationship, or I'm in a year where I can make money, or You know, just that's good to know. At least we've got that energy that's with us for the year.
Well, people realize that all relationships are not about relationships; they're about learning, and they're learning. It's not just the romance of it, but it's like all the stuff that's going to happen during that relationship. I recently had a young couple come to me, and I knew instantly that they were so much in love and everything, and I knew that a couple of weeks or three or four weeks would go by, and then one of them would call and say that it was over. You know, relationships are very, 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 very complicated, and just looking for the right person is just part of the job, because the main job is to love yourself, to have respect for yourself, and learn how to detach, know who you are. Don't be codependent, and see what happens, you know, relationships are hard.
But Charles, in a relationship, when you meet someone, and, you know, so you're doing their numbers, how can you tell if they're going to be good together? Is it because they have a lot of numbers that match up the same?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more about the channeling thing that comes through. I mean, that young couple, I knew that that was not going to, you know, I knew it wasn't going to be a permanent thing. But they, you know, they were so, you know, kind of intent on it. I didn't say this is not going to, sorry folks, it's not going to work out. I didn't say that. knew it, and all those early days where people go overboard with, they're so in love and everything, and they don't really get to know the other person. They have some sort of idea. I mean, women normally think of men as, they like the relationship because of the person's potential, you know. And
right.
And men are just sort of mindless, let's face it. we're just like, I don't know. I mean, I am just always bowled over by my own sort of, you know, ridiculous thinking in terms of a relationship. Not always, I mean, but sometimes. And I think it's just the sexes are different. As you might have noticed, and people are prone to be drawn into something that that is based on, again, potential, the potential of the relationship, and then when that doesn't happen, then that's the end of it, and it can happen. Unfortunately, it can happen after. You know, when you make the commitment, I'm going to be doing some weddings. I'm a minister, and two of the couples, I don't think are going to make it. Although they certainly look like they are, but I don't think they are. And so then I have to get up there and make believe that they are. It's a little bit difficult. So any relationship you get into, just know that it's not just being in a relationship that does it. There's a lot more involved. It's really a cosmic lesson. It's a lesson on how to learn and love yourself, learn to love yourself, and not to give up. I'll tell you what the one of the couples that I think is not going to work out is one of the women seems to be already very subservient. You know, That's not gonna last. You know, it's not gonna work out in the long run for somebody to be, you know, already giving up her power.
Yes.
Whatever you do, male or female, do not give up your power, because that will spell the end of the relationship.
Yes, you're right.
Always be who you are.
Yep. And if you could do that, and if the person can handle it, then you can keep moving forward. But, you know, that's the truth. Being who you are,
yeah,
not being what you think the other person wants you to be.
Yes. If the person that you're you know, involved with can't let you be who you are, then that's the first sign. You know, one of the things I really love is the saying, and I think I've said it on the program before: people will tell you who they are, believe them the first time. Just believe them the first time. Because they are never going to change from that. And if you are involved with somebody who, you know, say is abusive or says certain things or whatever it might be that are not in keeping and not appropriate, you know, then you know that person is not for you. It's just not going to work out. And so you have to make sure that you are on guard for that.
Okay.
That's my Carl, little bit of advice.
That's a great message. Start us off on the new year, and I want everyone to have a really happy Christmas and have fun and eat good food and hang out with good friends and get lots of loving.
That's right.
Yes.
Live
Andy,
your life.
You
have fun.
Something? Yes, that's what we're going to do. This is our year to have a good time. Play more.
I know, I'm going to work on my enhancing my relationship.
Good for you, Amy.
And so yes, I've been with this man for 35 years altogether. So
I'm getting a thing where you should go down to the travel agency and arrange a week in Hawaii, just the two of you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's
a big surprise too. A surprise to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never know. Put it out there.
All right. Aloha.
All right. I like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas
to you.
You're welcome. Merry everything to you guys.
Okay.
Thank you too.
Thank you for this business.
Talk to you in the new year.
Okay. Always.
Okay. Good night.
But nighty night.
Happy holidays.
You too.